93.3 KDKB Rocks, Arizona. And, of course, Friday, good way to kick off the weekend. Looks like the weekend's going to drop down into the 60s. My God, we're going to have to drink something to keep us warm, which brings us to this point. The proprietor and liquor impresario, Brown Liquor, makes you, well, it makes you go a little bit quicker. And our boy Jesse James Dupree, lead throat of Jackal, who are headlining Pub Rock in Scottsdale on Friday night. Jesse, welcome to KDKB. How are you, brother?
What up, you sick bastard? How you doing?
I'm recovered since the weekend, the lost weekend with Jackal that I encountered at the beginning of the year.
I was hoping that you was going to come get on the boat. We had your bunk is still available. Matter of fact, everybody's scared to get in it now that you've done your dirty. So
you want to go and bask in the afterglow of Neanderthal?
That's exactly. What else can somebody do? Right? No, we're excited, man. I mean, we've never came into Phoenix and not had everybody just throw down hardcore. So, and we got so many things that we're celebrating. We got a brand new Jackal album out that's called Best in Show.
Yep.
And it's just a celebration of all the fundamentals of what rock and roll was built on. And just everything is the loudest thing in the mix. It's a fun record, man. I cannot be any more proud of it. And we're celebrating that. We're celebrating the fact that the band has been together for 20 years. I mean, it's Jackal's 20th anniversary.
Now, people that are picking up the Best in Show, there's a special edition with a DVD, sort of like it's like a one-hour conversation with you guys in a roundtable talking about the history of the band. People should go pick that up if you want to know a little bit more about the dirtiness that is Jackal.
Yeah, I'm something I'm proud of because, I mean, it's the first time we've ever all four sat down and just kind of rehashed, what got us to where we are today. And it ended up being, very honest and truth piece. And even whether someone was familiar with Jackal or not, you can watch that and take a ride with us about what, it's just such a stereotypical journey that bands have to take to be able to achieve success and to be persistent in what they do. It's nothing just happens by chance. I mean, you get out there and you beat doors down and stuff, and we've done our share of that, but... It's a Best Buy exclusive. Best Buy has the version that's got the DVD in it, and I think they sell it for $10 or something. I mean, they're basically just putting it for the same. And we'll have some of the regular versions of the record with us when we get down. But tell me again, what's the name of this place we're playing?
Place is called Pub Rock. It used to be called Chasers. It's in Scottsdale. It's a cool bar, man. I mean, it's not huge, so you're gonna get in there and bring your amps and be in there and be real loud. The walls will be shaking, but for 1933, you can't complain about that.
No, hell no. I mean, loud is always relative to if it's offensive or not. And that's the one thing that we proud ourselves on is, it's just such a, it's a fat, warm sound that comes off the stage. And, the band is as lethal as it's ever been. And we're out in the middle of a month's worth of dates right now where we've been coming touring across the country. And we couldn't come out this way and not stop through the Phoenix area and throw down on us. It's going to be more like a family reunion than anything.
Yeah, it's always a good time when Brother Jesse and the boys come through town. I will say this, as you're looking at, if you buy the special edition of Best in Show and you get the DVD, you put some videos on there of you hanging out with some scantily clad women. And DMC, Daryl McDaniels, when is he just going to join the band?
Well, D is just such a true rock and roll fan. And, I grew up listening to a lot of black music. So, James Brown, Joe Tex, and, just all that kind of stuff. And he really didn't have any exposure to them. He grew up he loved Sarah McLachlan and stuff that I turned, that I'm like, what? But, he's the guy, he just loves all kinds of stuff. And but he fell in love with the spirit of Jackal. And we haven't been able to keep him away from us. I mean, we wouldn't even try to, because he's just such a family member now. But he comes out and we do Walk This Way and It's Tricky. And of course, Just Like a Negro, which is the song that we wrote together, and which is basically celebrating the fact that rock and roll came from the great black artist, And so anyway, but he is a good guy. And the videos are only available on that DVD that Best Buy has.
Now, D's not with you this week.
He might, and I'm not just saying there's a chance he may be showing up tomorrow because he was planning on coming up to the West Coast because we're up in San Diego. But I haven't heard. I have to check with him. But he's always got an invite, and he was planning on being out on the West Coast. I just haven't heard from him today. We're playing in Los Angeles tonight. He may show up tonight.
All right. Well, tell D if he wants to come to Phoenix, he can sleep in my bunk.
You got it.
I'll let him have it. And then when you guys get out here on Friday, what time are you guys going to be getting? You going to get in early? Got a chance maybe stop by the radio station or no?
Absolutely, yeah. Count on that, and then we'll go out and you can show me one of your newfound local places to get some good grub.
All right, we'll do that, man. And then we'll all get together at Pub Rock up in Scottsdale on Friday night. Should be good. You guys are going to have a good time. Bring it. And Best in Show is in stores right now. They should pick it up. We're playing Screwdriver here at KDKB because that's the way we roll.
Man, I appreciate it. Paul, it's great to hear your voice. And I will see you I'll see you coming up here in the day after tomorrow.
All right, man. We'll see you, brother.
Come on, bye.